Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after. A little bit of the Stones bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am a Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our new friend, Doug Levy. He's the co-author of Can't Buy Me Like, How Authentic Customer Connections Drive Superior Results. We're talking about the new expectations of customers. And Doug, thanks again for hanging out with us. Can'tBuyMeLike.com is the website, right?
You got it.
It's available wherever books are sold. You know, Doug, I really just think that it's so interesting how customers are evolving, how the way that they're shifting from being more dependent upon businesses to get them what they need to now being in control. They're doing it so effortlessly. It's almost like they don't even realize what's happening. And yet, as you said earlier, the classic marketing strategies that you and I grew up with are collapsing. And it's frustrating businesses, especially the people who have waited so long to make any kind of adjustments into what you're calling the relationship era. And a lot of these companies are having a hard time because they know they've got to meet their obligations, and the way they've always met those obligations aren't working anymore, are they?
That's right. What we know is that what people trust is personal recommendations. Nielsen showed in just late last year that trust in personal recommendations is 92% and growing. Yep. What they don't trust is what companies say. Trust in advertising is 29% to 47% and shrinking. So for a company, it's important to think about trust, not the way many businesses have typically thought about trust as a way to grease the skids for transaction, but rather an aspect of business to manage in its own right. We say in the book, thinking of trust as just another way to influence transactions is like thinking about a child is just another tax deduction.
Well, exactly. And here's the thing. Here's what's so good about your book and your ideas are good for small business. What we're talking about here is what small business owners have always done. They just never have really traded on it. You know what I mean? They never have really used it as much as a competitive advantage, or they weren't always aware of it. But now the things that small business owners are best at are their biggest competitive advantage, isn't it?
I think you're spot on. I believe almost every business starts because the founder has an energy for something, a passion for something, a belief. And for large companies that have gone through multiple generations of management that are facing the downsides of being in the public market, they have some competitive disadvantages relative to small businesses.
Doug,
go ahead. Another is that large companies have had the advantage of being able to spend money on advertising, which for years was all you needed. You
just
could take money, put it into advertising. As long as it was decent advertising, people would buy your product. But that's no longer an advantage for large companies.
That's exactly right. So, Doug, we got people listening to you right now who are saying, okay, Doug, I get it. I need to make the transition. I need to move my business more towards capitalizing on the relationship era capability that my company has. Where do they start? What's your first suggestion for them?
Get clear on what you believe. What do you care about? What's important to you? And then come from that place as you're dealing with each of the stakeholders you deal with.
What would be an example of what someone would care about?
Sure. So Whole Foods, for example, cares about healthy eating. Patagonia cares about protecting the environment. Southwest articulates what they care about as giving people the freedom to fly. All of these companies have made a tremendous amount of money, and they've done so in part because they attract people to what they share in common.
But as you said earlier, those can't be slogans. They have to be values that you can demonstrate and it can be proven.
That's right. Yep, you got it. The one thing you can't fake is authenticity. Mm-hmm. People know when you're trying to fake it. So yes, get clear on what you really believe, what you authentically believe,
right. and then make decisions in line with it.
Then you listen. This is different from, you know, our agency, a strategic and creative agency, is called Me Plus You, because the starting point is me getting clear on what I believe and care about so I can be authentic. The next step is to pay attention to the people who you're talking to, hear what they care about, what they want, what they believe, and look for the points of authentic overlap. Marketing then can emanate from, and in fact business can really emanate from, that place of shared interest, the overlap between what you as a business leader care about and what the people who you're in relationship also care about.
Well, very well said. So how much do you attribute this new sustainable practice that you're talking about? And that's what this is all about, sustaining your brand. How much do you attribute that to social media strategy?
Look, social media has changed the game considerably. It's given customers a megaphone with which to shout their love for a brand or their hatred of a brand. So it's changed the game considerably. For a small business owner, all the more important to be in touch with your customers, knowing how they feel, and in fact helping those that are the most satisfied to get the word out. Panera recently changed its marketing department to an amplification department, getting the word out from the people who love them.
I like that. Hey, Doug, I got to wrap it up. Come back again real soon.
So good to be with you, Jim. Thank you.
Good job. Doug Levy, folks. The book is called Can't Buy Me Like. Put a .com on the end of that, and you can find his website. And the book is available wherever books are sold. He'll be back another day. I'll be back right after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.